and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iPhone Compass. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to demonstrate the iPhone Compass. A lot of you may be asking, why in the world are you demonstrating the compass? Who would ever use it? Well, when I was growing up, I don't know how things are done now, but 20 years ago when I was growing up, I used the compass for navigational purposes as a totally blind individual learning mobility skills and travel. And actually, I still do use it. I have a Silva Braille magnetic compass. I think I bought it just before I went to college in 1994. It was cheaper than the talking compass, which currently at that point was $90. This was more like $40. I don't know what kind of compasses are made now. The talking ones are probably a heck of a lot cheaper than $90. But now that I have a compass on my iPhone, I don't need the Silva compass anymore as much as I used to. And actually, I haven't used it in several years, but I keep it around because, believe it or not, it still works. Let me explain a little bit about what it's like and why the iPhone compass is better. This is a Braille compass with a big old magnet. You open it up. It has a little spinning disc. You open it to about halfway. Make sure you hold it level, point it in the direction you want. Spin the disc with your fingertip. Whee. Spin it again. Wait a minute. Or a second. A few seconds. Open it up very slowly and gently, keeping the placement the same. And, well, it says northeast. A lot of times you need to give it a couple good readings. And it doesn't actually say northeast, of course. It has Braille.
Screen lock.
On the, it doesn't have Braille. It has an arrow for north, an E for east, an S for south, and a W for west, and a couple little dots in the middle for north, northwest, north, northeast, and you get the picture. Yep, it still says north, northeast. So there is that. That's how it works. You need to give it a couple readings just to make sure it's right. And so what about the iPhone compass? Well,
slide to unlock.
I have the iPhone compass
settings.
In a folder called
message calendar
utilities.
Etchafin utilities folder. Opening utilities folder. Utility camera. Calculator compass. Compass 0 degrees sine. Compass interference.
Yeah. It says there's interference.
7 degrees north.
I have it in a slightly different location than
29 degrees northeast.
There. That's the exact location I had the compass in, the Braille compass in. Now, the iPhone gyroscope is very sensitive. This is a kind of a drawback.
359 degrees north.
It's going to change.
44 degrees northeast.
That's where I had it with the
79 degrees east.
You move it.
26 degrees northeast.
You don't even have to.
39 degrees northeast.
There you go.
28 degrees northeast.
You don't have to touch anything. You don't have to do anything. It just keeps moving as you move your hand. So be careful to keep your hand steady. It's the same kind of concept as the other compass.
Settings, button.
But a lot more accurate.
Map current location, button. 30 degrees northeast.
When you first bring up the compass, it may say that there's interference, and then it will kind of try and recalibrate itself. You can swirl it in a figure eight motion if you want to recalibrate it, but it often just recalibrates itself really quickly, and then you've got your reading that comes up, and that's about it. That's all that's on the screen.
29 degrees northeast. Map current location. Button.
You can map the current location.
Settings. Button. 35 degrees 44 minutes 16 seconds northern latitude. 78 degrees 39 minutes 36 seconds western longitude.
And longitude coordinates. And that's it. Now, what settings do we have here?
Degrees. Settings. Button. Compass. Heading. Done. Button. True north. Selected. Magnetic north.
And that is all true north or magnetic north. Both of these have one thing in common. They are both very sensitive, so you need to keep your hand in the exact same location or you might get different results, of course. The iPhone, however, is a little more accurate. Little Braille dots are okay, but it can be hard to know with a Braille compass when the spinning has stopped if you're blind and can't see it. So that's where the iPhone is a whole lot better. And I don't need to spend extra dollars for a talking compass because it's right here in the iPhone.
Home.
And in case you need to know,
utilities.
The iPhone uses the top of the phone as the reference point. So you need the top of the phone to be pointing in the direction you want. So Thank you for listening to today's tip. The iPhone compass is really simple as that. I was very pleased to find it in the iPhone. And thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.